are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Only on to New York.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at ONY Onset team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire ONY Onset community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your ONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Gah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is not the shot diet. This is David.
This is Logan.
Yeah.
This is Radio Don.
Yes, and we're not doing the
traditional.
Yeah. He got some questions. I got some questions. We're going to talk. Maybe there's some hot takes. Maybe there's some cold takes.
Maybe there's some lukewarm takes.
But it should be fun.
Oh.
Okay. That being said, you want to start?
You can go. I'm just joking. This is the show I was going to ask. The question I was going to ask Friday. What? I don't know how to word it. Wait, let me word it. What, like, basketball player do you think will have, like, the next major, major shoe? Like a KD line, like a Kyrie line, where it's just like, this is the, like, best shoe.
Man, I tell you no basketball, and look what you're doing. Dude, you talk about some basketball.
No, but it's a basketball shoe, though.
Fine. We're not going to spend too much time on this. But, a lot of players have shoes, but honestly, and this is no homerism, probably Jalen Brunson, right? That's the only person who doesn't really have a shoe. Oh, I guess Wemby. But after
I'll say
that,
Wemby.
I think those are the next two, because literally everybody has them. Any, like, top 10 players.
But I was also talking about, like, current players with, like, shoes.
What do you mean?
Like, the main guy I'm thinking of that's, like, could have, like, a really, really good, like, shoe run is, like, Anthony Edwards.
I don't know how I feel about Adidas.
I trust Adidas made good shoes.
Oh, what's your favorite Adidas signature shoe?
Hardens.
I did like the earlier Hardens.
Hardens are good. Dames were solid.
I've been wearing Dames for 5 years, so.
Was it? Who was the sign to Adidas?
Besides those two or those three?
Westbrook's Jordan. Melo's Jordan.
Man, they're responsible for making some ugly Westbrook sneakers. Ugly signature sneakers. I don't even think they have. I mean, I think the Lucas are pretty okay, but kind of. Wait, Tatum has one, right?
Yes, with Jordan, I'm pretty sure.
He has like a signature shoe.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They're all right. But I think it's probably Anthony Edwards or Wembanyama. I'm interested to see the Like, what they go with the Wembies. I wonder how they're going to feel. Did you see the Rob Dillingham shoe?
Why does he have a shoe?
He's shifty. Did you not see the logo? His logo? It's a shift gear because he's shifty.
Yes. Okay. What's the company?
Oh, I forgot. Nike?
They gave him a
Nike
logo.
Or Adidas? I forgot which one.
They're not starving that bad. There's no way they gave him a logo.
They did give him a logo. It's already released.
Interesting. He doesn't get any minutes. No shade. But he doesn't.
Yeah, but
it's
for the future when he starts.
Interesting. Wait. So why no Jalen Brunson left then? At first, so you
it's like a he's like the most corporate player. I don't think.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. He's like. I don't think like the main NBA fan base is really gonna rock with that Jalen Brunson shoe.
Just play for the Knicks.
And no one really rocks with him. Like it's like
no one really rocks with who?
The Knicks.
Alright. Now if I show you top 10 jerseys and he's like sixth, then what?
Well that's different. New York City is really big.
Yeah. And so is Jalen Brunson. Man.
What does that logo look like? Is it like a JB?
Jalen Brunson's in the shoe. What is the logo? I don't know. It says JB.
Oh, Devin Booker's are nice too. I like how he's going for like a casual look.
Yes, people were not a fan of those shoes. They were like, don't look like basketball sneakers. These are ugly. Kind of just look like basketball sneakers, but like Air Force Ones type.
Yeah, but I heard they're good though. But
I'm cool. Yeah, Nike's always been the best at like making sneakers. Cause like PGs were really, really, really big. LeBron's are always bulky, but
no, they're better now.
But I do remember some cool ones.
Yeah, the KD and Kyrie's and Kobe's obviously. I think those are like the top three unanimous. I think everyone agrees like those are the top three basketball shoes.
For sure. A lot of players do wear the Sabrinas too.
Yes, I was actually gonna mention that. Sabrinas look really good. I never got them, but I wanted to get them. Yeah, but Giannis's. I got Giannis's. They're like. I like how he's trying to like make him like affordable. Like mostly under 100, but like you can tell they're like they're worth the price they are.
And
but they're not the best shoe.
Didn't you run those through the ground?
Yes, I did. I do it. I don't know how I do it, but.
How long? Well, I know why you do it. Like I know how you do it. How long have you had him?
6-8 months now.
What? How much basketball do you play?
A lot.
But I guess if you are gonna get new sneakers, definitely get the Sabrina's thing. I think those are like.
I'm gonna just go back to KD's.
One of the best ones. If you want to be corporate, I guess.
That's not corporate.
You want to be Nike company, man.
Sabrina's are literally a Nike.
But you want to be the... Because KD's like what? Face of Nike?
LeBron, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. KD got it.
Oh, look, yeah, I might get the Kyrie's brand. It's not Anta. Is it Anta?
Anta.
He's with Anta.
Mm-hmm.
I might get those. Those look solid.
Man.
Or, actually... Austin Reeves has his own shoe. All right. Some random brand, but my friend has them. They actually look pretty nice. And they're cheap, too.
Man, the bottoms are probably going to fall out. Like when you jump.
Chill.
Man, you do a move with my outsole might pop out. But
I'm going to get the Ants when he drops the second one. Oh, no. I remember Puma was trying to have a run.
Puma's another thing. What's the other thing? New Balance is pretty.
Shout out Kawhi.
Yeah, New Balance is. Yeah, I see the commercials all the time. But,
Shea has a shoe coming out too.
Yes, I think the second colorway just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it comes in black. So,
we'll see. Jokic doesn't have a shoe. I'm not surprised, but. Isn't that kind of weird though? The best player in the league doesn't have a signature shoe.
No one's buying Nikola Jokic's.
Yeah, but like, It makes sense, but like,
unless he signs with like Adidas, because Adidas, they just give anybody a shoe. But I'm pretty sure Tim Duncan had one.
That makes sense. So he's like, is he has to be the best player ever without a shoe.
Yeah, probably.
Or does Magic have a shoe? Oh, wait. Yeah,
Magic and Bird had those Converses.
You're right. He has to be.
Yeah, probably. I don't even know what shoes he
does. Does Akeem have a shoe?
Ooh, we're going old school. Yes.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Shout out Hakeem. Okay, then not Hakeem. Shaq has shoes, obviously. Curry, Magic.
Yeah, it's literally just Wemby, JB, and another player that you named. Who's the other person?
Jokic?
Oh, yeah, Jokic. The other person. Was there another one?
Shay?
I guess then just JB and Wemby then.
I'm forgetting someone?
Hmm?
Oh, Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, it's a non-basketball one. You're a cheater.
It wasn't an... It was a shoe question.
Sure. Hypothetical. Hypothetical.
Oh, I have a hypothetical, too.
Say you go to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you be sleep deprived, though. But say you go to sleep, and then you wake up in, like, Germany at a 3-star hotel.
What the?
Like, literally tomorrow morning. Like you wake up like 8 a.m. a Germany 3-star hotel. On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad would you be, or how annoyed would you be?
How? Like 10 being like I'd be mad.
Yes. Wait, you wake up in Germany tomorrow.
Probably like a 9, because I wouldn't be able to take my finals.
Well, yeah.
After finals though, we're in Germany though.
That's a great question. Frankfurt.
Ooh, shout out Frankfurt. I like Frankfurt a lot. That's actually where my exchange people were.
Exchange people?
Like when I did like the exchange trip.
When did you do this? High school?
Junior.
Oh.
Was it senior year? No, they came to the U.S. junior year, but then I went to Germany senior year.
What high school did you go to?
Hmm?
What expensive high school did you go to?
It's not a good... Western Rita.
Dang, they got money over there. So a 9, that's fair.
9, if I was right now, just because... Like, I don't have a phone.
No.
Oh, I don't have a phone, so I wouldn't be able to get a flight back.
Wait. Yes. Matter of fact, yeah, we'll give you a phone.
Well, I wouldn't be able to spend any time, like, because I'd have to make it back for finals.
So you wouldn't, like, spend a day?
I could spend a day.
Like I'll book your flight for, like, 4 p.m.?
But I'd be really stressed. I have a wallet, right?
Yes. Yeah, you have your...
Like, I'll be able to pay...
You have all your essentials.
9, just because I'd be so stressed. But if it wasn't finals, probably like a 6.
Okay.
Depending on, like, what clothes I have.
All right. I'm not going to let you get too greedy. Essentials. One change of clothes.
One
change of clothes.
That's kind
of
crazy.
Like, yeah, matter of fact, yeah. One change of clothes, and it's just whatever's in the closet. So it's like a t-shirt, some shorts, that's it.
This is really cold in Germany.
Fine. I will give you a hoodie and some sweats.
Nice.
But that's all. Everything else you gotta figure out.
Probably like a 6, just because I'd be like, what happened? And there's like no, I know no one.
unless you know someone in Germany, no.
I'd probably be able to find a place. Probably like a 6, though. Maybe a 5. What about you?
During final, I don't really think it. Because, I mean, actually, I do have final tomorrow. And then Friday. So. But, I try to be optimistic, so maybe like a 7, but then buying the flight is like, I have to buy the flight, I gotta go to the airport. I'm in a foreign country. I'm in a way like across the globe. But it'd be cool. Never been to Europe. Eat whatever. What do you recommend?
I'm not gonna lie, the food's not that good there.
But this is off topic.
Probably some local bakery bread and cheese.
All right.
Well, I'm being serious. Like,
off topic. I was watching like a video of people comparing UK foods to US foods. And it was a Seth Rollins. And, yeah, it was interesting. People in the comments were like, the UK foods they were picking were, like, obscure. Like, no one eats that every day. But, yeah.
Those are always unfair comparisons because they always, like, it's always, like, they use obscure US food or obscure UK food, I feel like.
Yeah, like, they'll be, like, Oreos versus some cookie that people really don't eat that much in, like, another country. But, ooh, how was I going with this? Oh yeah, my point is, yeah, like there's like foods in like other countries that they don't do that great.
Yeah, Germany's one of those places.
But I heard chocolate in the UK is pretty good though.
Really?
Better than here, which is saying a lot.
Really?
So, but probably like a 9 though, because you know, I'll say 8. Foreign country, and like if I wake up. Not here, people gonna be calling me, where you at? And I got a final. I could just email them and tell them my situation. I guess they'll probably just give me an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy times.
How would you explain that to a professor, though?
That's another.
I woke up in Germany, and what do I do? Can you please?
That's a great counter.
How did you end up in Germany? Is this just like you teleported?
I had a thing that I was gonna say, but I don't know if I can say that on here. So we'll just say you teleported. but I guess I don't know. I think missing finals is kind of like a real, real thing here. So
obviously. Yeah, for sure.
So just be like you had a family emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be back Friday to take the final. But I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see what that gets you, though. But
yes,
for sure.
Interesting question.
Hehe. I kind of just thought of that. I don't know. My mind be wandering. But do you have a quick question before we take a little
I don't know
break?
If it's a quick question. I'll ask that one later. This is what I was talking about in my early morning show. Mm. What is one thing you would want to be good at that you're terrible at?
I'm not great at a lot of things. Trying to think. Off the top of my head, it was drawing, but that I'm not good at. Like, I'm not good at. Like, not even average at. Like, I'm just not good.
You can say average, too.
Oh. That changes things. I could definitely... You could throw video games in there. I wouldn't mind being an esports player. Mm-hmm. They make money now.
They do.
Drawing would be up there. What is something I'm not good at? Singing. But now I'm not sure. Now we're getting to like a thing where it's like Do I want to be an artist? I don't know, but probably not. Cooking? Do I want to be?
I feel like cooking. You can be good enough though. You don't need to be. I don't know.
Hey, I could be the next Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's not that good of a cook.
All right, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri doesn't make food. He tastes food.
Guy Fieri has cookbooks.
Okay.
Yeah, so he cooks.
Barely. I've never seen that dude make a single dish in my day in my life.
Now,
all I see him is go to food trucks, taste food, and say the food's good. Boom.
Now, what show are you watching Guy Fieri on?
The Food Network show.
The Food Network show. But I guess those are the three off the top of my head.
Mine was drawing.
Yes.
I think that's my clear cut number one. Just because I don't know. Like, I just like looking at art's always been like interesting me. I was like, wow, this is really good. I wish I could do this. But then when I try to replicate it, it just looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I'm about to buy you a Guy Fieri cookbook for Christmas.
I'm good off that. Another 130
recipes. Bro, it's only $6.
I don't want that. Another one would be like math.
Okay.
I'm really bad at math. But that's not necessarily something I would want to be good at just because like I want to. Like that would just be helpful for like classes and stuff. I don't know. There's not a lot of things. Like, maybe singing.
What's something that's like...
Maybe like dancing.
What's something that's really beneficial to be good at? Like, I don't know. Because unless you want to like take it further, all of these are like hobbies. But like it's cool to be really, really good at hobbies.
Probably like...
But
how would you even classify that though? Like,
but I was about to say that. Who knows? Like, if you're really, really good at drawing, you can just become an animator and write for.
Or you can become like a painter.
Oh yeah, art. Not a long time ago. But yeah, you could become a painter. Those sell for a lot. That's actually what I'm gonna search up.
Sure.
How much?
And you can get a good paint job.
How much these?
You can become like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
If you pick like singing. I'm a cook person. Maybe like, oh, I was just thinking of one. What's like a sport?
Oh,
now sport that cooking. I'm not that good at swimming. No, I don't want to be good at swimming.
See, I'm not that tall. So, what sport?
Soccer. I'd probably say soccer.
That's a real... okay. Like, if I just woke up and, like, didn't have to put any, like, real, real work in, I just had to stay in shape, which is another thing. But, world-class soccer player?
Oh, we're talking about, like, world-class?
Yeah, you said really good.
Oh, then I'd do big... I'd do basketball. I'd be watching, like, NBA players and, like, open runs. Like, I saw a clip of Austin Rivers, just like it'd be heavily contested. He just shoots over them.
Yeah, not missing anything.
I wish I was that good at basketball. Yeah. It just looks like I don't know. Like that's different too. Like the way they move. I'd probably say basketball or soccer.
Soccer would be cool. I like to travel, but they play from August till.
They play a really long time.
June, practically. Like, there's some breaks, obviously.
And if you're, like, one of the best players on the team, you're in, like, the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, like, and you're playing, like, 60 games a year.
And you're running, like, I forgot the number was. Huh. At least, like, 5 miles.
A lot of miles, bro.
But,
But, they make a lot of money, though, so.
Maybe, like, weightlifting?
Nah.
Just because.
Are you going to the Olympics?
No, I don't. Like, just like casually good. Like, I wish I could like it because I don't really like weightlifting at all. So maybe that's something I'd do. But yeah, I was talking about that on my morning show.
I see.
Just re-asking.
What's it called?
Is there anything else? Oh, fashion. Or knowing how to dress would be up there for me too.
That's a mindset. Who says that you're bad at dressing right
but
now?
But being like a designer?
You just gotta know how to put colors together. I'm thinking, you know, you just have to have
like a stylist too.
Hmm?
Stylist.
What? Like being a stylist?
Like being able to style people?
Oh, yeah. That's a growing thing, especially for celebrities. Shoot, the Met Gala was like Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. There was some fits. There's some good stuff. There's some bad stuff.
There's a lot of bad stuff.
Nah, some people, they keep it classic. Nice tux. What we call it? Pharrell had some pearls. It was nice. Damson Idris had the whole ripped the jacket off.
Who was that? Oh, there's a guy who I forgot his name. He had a really good outfit.
Yeah, I think. This year was like more good than bad, for sure. But yeah, before I go to a little break, there's there'd be a lot of sneaks. People would be like, this person's really good, and then I see it, and it's like, you're just wasting my time. Like, why would you lie on my phone, bro?
Oh, like the outfits?
Yes, but I'm not gonna say no names. But I'm talking about Joey King.
Baby. Don't be so quick to the end of this song. Boom, 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 feeling me? Let's do something. Let's make a bet.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Thank you.
All right. That was a Justin Timberlake medley. I'm just worked out like that. But my question. Ooh, your phone just vibrated. My question. What are your... hold on. This is unreliable. What are your biggest pet peeves?
Huh.
One, two, this is a safe space.
I'm about to sneeze.
Okay, that's why it's taking forever.
People like... Like, I'm gonna, like... People like coughing in like the classroom.
Yeah,
and it just like never stops.
Oh, okay.
Like I remember it was first semester in my oceanography class. Oh, everyone would just like start coughing and I couldn't focus. It's like, come on. Also like sniffling too.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of going through it right now. What you call it? If we're in class, you got a 3 sneeze quota. Once, okay. 2, all right now. But after 3, bro, it's like, 1, I'm not saying bless you anymore. I'm not going to be saying bless you 6 times, bro. And 2, we got to get this under wraps. It's like, we're in an enclosed space, 50 minutes. This is a lot of time. Just get it together.
I would also say, like, rooms being hot or cold for no reason.
1,000%.
Because, like, I think it was, like, 2 weeks ago, it was, like, 40 degrees out. But, like, Fitz, I walk into my class at Fitz, the room is, like, hot for no reason.
Bacon, man. Facts, yeah. Which one called?
I guess it's for a reason, because, like, the heat gets trapped, but it's, like, you don't have, like, any ventilation.
Yeah, but I live... I live across campus, and so walking from like Higgins to Fitz, walking from Higgins to Fitz is kind of like not fun. So you know, I get to IRC and I'm like, now I gotta take off my hoodie because you know I'm sweating, and I'm sitting in this chair and I need like 10 minutes to just. Like, I'm not even listening to what the professor's saying. I gotta calm down because I'm hot. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they be blasting the heat. Blasting the heat IRC. Wales? They blast the heat in Wales sometimes.
Oh, you know, this is what I was talking about with you.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, you're in, like, a hallway and you're walking. You know how, like, the people on the left are, like, going, like, this way?
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the right are, like, going, like, this way?
For sure.
That... You know what I'm, like, saying, though?
You're the opposite way.
Yeah. When people are walking in the middle, and they're, like, taking up, like, the hallway, so you can't really walk past them because there's, like, people on the left, but you also can't, like, get past them on the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, they're in the way.
Yes.
It's, like, move.
And, yeah, talking about walking, I hate people who, like... They'll be in, like, a group of 4. And, like, they're walking like it's some Disney movie in a straight line. Like, yo, I'm trying to get from point A to point B.
And then they walk, like, 2 miles per hour.
Yeah, so I got to walk around them. Come on, bro. We got to be a little more self-aware.
That happened to me. I was, like, trying to get past them. Like, they were, like, taking the whole, like, sidewalk. Thankfully, I was able to, like, do you know, like... Do you know when the one part where like goes downhill and the other part goes like uphill? When you're walking from the marketplace?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I was there, so I was able to just go like take the high route. But like, and then that goes back to another thing. People looking at you for no reason. It's like,
People definitely wander. There's people on campus that, like, we lock eyes, like, a lot. And I'm like, oh, what's up? And I don't even know their name for real. But it's just, like, a few people, especially, like, people in the dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't know. Or, like, not friends of a friend, but, like, you've seen them around because they'll be at, like, events and, like other clubs. So, but it's always...
When I'm walking behind someone and they look back, it's like, okay. Just walks.
Like, that part, I be hearing things like, who is behind me? And sometimes people be behind me for like three buildings. And I'm like, okay, let me see. So I might peek.
But no, like I was walking, like the people, I was like, it was like five of them. It's like one by one, they look back to see who it is. So it's like the girl, it was like a girl in the back. She looks back. And then there was like two guys. They like look back. The one person looks back. The other person looks back. And then they all look. This is one by one. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's just like, man, it's just me, guys. Just me. Like,
I'm not like making like any noise. Well, I don't think I am. So I can't really hear anything. But, it's also like, maybe it's like a social anxiety thing. Because I don't like when people like, because I don't want to look like improper.
What do you mean improper?
Like, I don't want like, I don't want to be like someone, like, I don't like when people look at me like for a reason, like if I like something messed up. Like a stain or like.
They're not looking at you like that. People are very self-conscious, I think. I don't think they're really, like, looking at other people. Like, they'll look at other people, but just, like, look at them, but I don't think they're like, oh, man, him? Yo, you see that stain on his, like, left shoulder sleeve? Yeah, he had that stain last week when I saw him. I don't think
like that, but, like, do you know what I'm trying to say, though?
Yes. Oh, yeah, like, it makes
I don't
me, like,
want, like, people
like,
to have, like, a reason to look at me.
Yeah, but I think people just like to look at me.
Is there anything else?
I feel like I have a lot of pet peeves. Hold on.
Oh, people talking loud for no real reason. No. When you're in like a quiet place and then someone walks in and they have like their thing on like full volume.
Actually, yes. I don't like when people are like listening to YouTube on their phone with it. Oh man, my roommate does that. You're playing like I don't even know what he'd be playing, but yeah, like turn that off.
Or they don't even like just get headphones,
please.
Now this is more like a family thing. I'd be trying to watch something by myself, like I just want to chill out. I think it's like a universal thing, but like then like your whole family walks and they like start to watch what you're watching. And it's like
that's only like that for like shows that aren't family friendly. Like if I'm watching like honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I don't be watching family friendly shows, no family shows. But like if I'm watching you, I'm not trying to watch that with see what pops around. You, like I literally honestly anytime I'm watching like a show, like and like someone comes in the room like my mom or dad, I'm watching.
I pause the
else.
Show.
Yeah, like
I'm just on my phone.
Man, I'll just change it.
Or like I try to watch like NBA videos, and then my sister will pop out and just sit down for no reason.
Maybe she's intrigued. About, you know.
No, but then she just sits out there on her phone. But it's like, and then I have to turn down the volume.
Turn down?
The volume on the TV.
Just turn down the volume?
This is... another thing, when I'm trying to, like, cook something, and then my family walks in.
People in the kitchen, yes, that's the number one answer.
And be like, what are you making? It's like, none of your business, man. But yes.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm trying to think of more like a broad thing outside of like a family.
What I don't like when people ask me things and then, and you're guilty of this sometimes, when people ask me things and like I give them an answer and they just don't do it. like, no, or like choices. They'll be like, oh, what should I do? Should I get vanilla or chocolate? We are 45.
45?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, vanilla or chocolate? Or no. Oh, no, okay. They'll be like, oh, what place do you want to eat at? They'll ask me. And I'll be like, okay, we can go to like Wendy's. And they'll be like,
nah.
Oh, I'm feeling Subway. Why'd you ask? What?
I know what you mean.
Why would you waste my time?
And that's why I ask. So I'm usually good for it, but I can't pick. I'm really indecisive. This is mine too. I try to ask someone something for like their opinion, but then they say I don't know. But like I'm indecisive too. But it's more like a thing.
If I really need, like, if it's a yes or no answer and I really need your answer, you're gonna have to give me like something else, because it's like, if I'm asking you like, oh, do you want to go to this place, and you're like, I don't know, it's a yes or no, because I kind of need your little, I might need your input. But yes, the decisions things, like, if you have your main mind up, if you have your mind made up, to just do what you want, and I'll be okay with it, bro. I promise you.
One last thing before I get to my question. When someone's in the middle of a song and they just skip it.
Oh my gosh. 100%. Finish the song. If we're 2.5 minutes into the song and the minute's 4 minutes.
And it's like a good song. It's like it doesn't like get bad.
Yes. Yeah, people who don't finish songs, you're not getting on Ox.
Okay. To wrap it up, one last question. Situation question.
Okay.
Let's say something really bad happens, and you're the only human left on Earth. What album or artist are you going to listen to?
One artist?
Just one, yeah.
Just one artist? Nah, okay.
Or one album, if you want to.
I'm going to do the artist. I need more leeway. Needs to be a person that has a lot of albums. Probably Drake, Travis Scott, I guess.
That doesn't really match. If I don't want to listen to Travis Scott and say it's lit, well, I'm the only person on Earth.
What type of music do you want to listen to when you're the only person on Earth?
I don't even know. Now, would that change if you had another person? No, you'd still. I think it would change for me. I think maybe I would go with like, I don't know. Like it's like a I Am Legend type beat. Not just like the only person on Earth. Maybe I would go with. Wait. I really don't know.
Sade.
I was just about to say her.
Okay.
Pierre, maybe.
Yes, I don't know why you're acting like this is a hard decision.
No, but like Pierre doesn't like have a lot. Like, do I have like every song he's ever made? Like, including like unreleased?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah, I would go with Pierre because he has a lot of stuff he hasn't dropped.
Yeah, like it's
like I have their whole vault.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like then, one artist's whole music, I guess.
Yeah, then I would have Pierre just because.
I got it great because I can't really.
But I was trying to think, like, Earl Sweatshirt.
How many albums does Earl Sweatshirt have?
6.
Really? Like, he has, like, does he drop 50-minute albums?
Yeah, they're pretty short.
Oh, okay.
It's Doris. I Don't Like. I Don't Go Outside. Some Rats On. Sick. Feet of Clay. Vordeer. His self-titled Solance. He's a lot of, he's a decent stuff, but like for the, like the sad stuff. But he has a lot of, he's very versatile. Future has a lot.
Oh yeah, Future
match a vibe.
He has a lot of music. He has a lot of music. Yeah.
I don't know, like...
That's why I went like, with, like, Drake, because he has, like, 13 albums. With the collabs, too. So.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Anyone else? Yeah.
I don't have my head, because, like, there's other artists, but, like, I got to want to listen to
them. What about an album?
Album, one album. What album do I love? Like, Without Warning is really good, but it's, like, 35 minutes. I don't think I'd ever get tired of that album, though, but, what's, like, a really good long album?
There's Versatile, too. Take Her?
I don't like that album that much. I'd Take It With Me. Okay, we're running out of time.
I would probably say Left to Pier 4. Or yeah. Or maybe like Songs in the Key of Life.
Not bad. Because there's a person that I don't want to name on here, so I'm not going to name that.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Yeah, me too.
What does that mean?
No, nah, I'm not gonna expand on that answer. I guess Without Warning, maybe.
Good pick, good pick.
Because that's an album that I like front to back. There's no songs that I don't like. Like other albums, are like one or two that it's like okay, but that album, because I mean it's only 10 songs. But so yeah, I really have to get used to 21 Savage and Metro. But yeah,
it's like the Offset.
And Offset, Offset. That's a great album.
Maybe Culture.
Oh, okay. Okay. They went 3 for 3 on Cultures, by the way. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Well, I don't know, but Culture 2 was really long.
It was long.
I had a lot of good songs though.
A lot of filler though, but yes, a lot of good songs. But we're kind of running out of time. But yeah, this was fun. A lot of questions, a lot of fun stuff.
Thank you for anyone who's tuned in. We got some more shows up. I think we have 3 more.
Yes.
This is until 8.
And yeah, in a few more minutes. So yeah.
Checking out. Make sure to tune in today. I think I'll have my show Log with Log. Friday, still don't know. Maybe we'll have it, maybe we're not. David has one more show, but I think that's it. I think we have two more.
So yeah,
two more shows. We just have our solo shows left, but yeah.
I guess we'll see you guys. Have a good rest of your week.
Good luck on finals, and have fun on summer break. Peace.
Back, I just want to know if rusting my sparkling summer was the goal. And I don't miss what we had, but could someone give a message to the smallest man who ever lived? You hung me on your wall, stabbed me with your push pins, in public showed me off, then sank in stoned oblivion. 'Cause once your queen had come, you treat her like an also-ran. You didn't measure up in any measure of a man. And I don't even want you back, I just want to know if rusting my sparkling summer was the goal. And I don't miss what we had, but could someone give a message to the smallest man who ever lived? Were you sent by someone who wanted me dead? Did you sleep with a gun underneath our bed? Were you writing a book? Were you a sleeper cell spy? In 50 years, will all this be deep?
Salutations, precious students, faculty, Wony Ponies. This is WONY Oneonta here to present the 33rd Best Burp Performance from Otsego County's 19th Biannual Burp Review, 1994.
Very impressive.
WONY Oneonta. Who doesn't like burps? Our connection.